Shalom, and thank you for listening at BethEmmanuel.org. Beth Emmanuel teaches Messianic Judaism for all nations, and we would like to be your long-distance congregation. If you listen regularly at BethEmmanuel.org, consider supporting us with regular financial gifts and become a virtual member. Click on the Donate tab at BethEmmanuel.org to learn more.
The Talmud says this psalm is about the Messiah, specifically Messiah, son of Joseph, who died on behalf of the people of Israel. When Mashiach ben Yosef, the son of Joseph, Messiah the son of Joseph, perishes in the war with Gog and Magog, according to the Talmud, Mashiach ben David, the Messiah son of David, comes and prays for him. As it says, he asked for life of you, you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. And Mashiach ben David then resurrects from the dead, Mashiach ben Yosef. This is the interpretation in the Talmud regarding Psalm 21, which is an amazing interpretation in my opinion. Is that not a remarkable interpretation? That the Messiah dies on behalf of Israel and is resurrected from the dead. And this is the verse, he asked life of you. He asked life of you and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. Now as believers and as disciples of Yeshua of Nazareth, we know that this prophecy came to be fulfilled. We know that Messiah, son of Joseph, our master, died on behalf of the people of Israel, as the Talmud indicates that the Messiah would. Cruelly crucified by the forces of Gog and Magog, also known as Rome. But before he died, he asked for life, as it says, in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, he offered up both prayers and supplications with loud crying and tears to the one who is able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his piety. It's a fulfillment of the passage that says, he asked life of you, and you gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. Length of days. We're about to begin our annual Havdalah, our resurrection service. Havdalah means separation. It's the ceremony where we officially separate between the holy time of the Sabbath and the normal time of the weekday. It's something that we actually do every single week. But once a year, we have this special Havdalah service in honor of the resurrection of our Master. I don't think any other Messianic congregation on the planet does this. It's something that we've been doing for more than a decade on the Saturday night that falls during Passover. And if you've attended this service before, you know that in most years, unless the calendar makes it impossible for us to do so, we have this candlelight service where we take the flame from the Havdalah candle and pass it around. We pass it around from candle to candle, flame to flame, lighting one another's candles until each member of the community has a candle lit with a common flame. And this year, once again, we are using candles from the holy city of Jerusalem, thank God, candles which were first lit at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and our sister Ruth has brought us these candles, and she lit them herself from the flame that burns outside the Master's tomb, outside of his sepulchre, where our Master's tomb once stood and where his body was once laid. Now the truth is that we may be the only Messianic congregation in the world, for all I know, that does a Havdalah, our resurrection service, on a Saturday night that falls during the week of Passover, and almost certainly we are the only Messianic congregation in the world that lights candles and passes the flame as we do. You might wonder, why is that and why do we do that? Why do we celebrate the resurrection now, on this day and at this hour? And why do we do it in this manner as we do, spreading the light by passing the flame from candle to candle? And the answer is that, Beth Emmanuel, we try not to make stuff up. That's kind of our rule. We try not to. I mean, sometimes you have to. Sometimes you just have to make stuff up, but we resist the urge to just make stuff up. Instead, we try to incorporate traditions which are older than us, religious rituals and ceremonies and liturgy, which has its roots in generations that worship God long before we were ever a twinkle in someone's eye. And even though we might be the only Messianic congregation that ever has such a service as the one we do tonight, it's something that we did not make up. Not entirely. Why tonight? I mean, why on a Saturday night? You know, that's the first question. The answer is, it makes sense. It makes sense to celebrate the resurrection of the Messiah on the Motzei Shabbat, the going out of the Shabbat, the going out of the Sabbath, that falls during the week of unleavened bread, because that is the time at which he rose, was the going out of the Sabbath. Now you might say, why not Nisan 16? And that would make good sense too. You could make a very strong argument for Nisan 16 and the first day of the Omer, because that was also the date, that was the calendar date. But the early believers didn't follow the calendar date, as far as we can tell. The early believers honored Havdalah time week after week after week. The early believers, the apostolic believers, honored this time of the going out of the Sabbath, and they would come together. They come together as believers to honor the resurrection. And as believers, they would come together and they would have a special meal together, a fourth meal, the fourth meal of the Sabbath, Malave Malcha, together. So most scholars that study these New Testament issues believe that the early believers were celebrating the resurrection every week on what they called the first day. Why was it called the first day? Because the first day begins on Saturday night in the Jewish reckoning, after the Sabbath, because it was after the Sabbath. It says in Matthew 28, according to Matthew 28, the big event happened after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. The translation, as it began to dawn, makes it sound like it was Saturday or Sunday morning, something that happened Sunday morning, but that's just idiomatic to say, as it was beginning. That's a Greek, it's actually a Hebraic idiom. It comes very well into Greek. So the Delitzsch, the Hebrew English, translates it, after Motzei Shabbat, as it brightened towards the first day of the week. It's Havdalah time. No human eye actually saw the moment of the resurrection when the living Messiah stepped out of the tomb. It could have happened any time between Havdalah, Saturday night, and just before dawn, Sunday morning, when the women arrived at the empty tomb. So we honor the resurrection on Saturday night, Motzei Shabbat, the going out of the Sabbath, because it appears that the resurrection happened around Havdalah, after Sabbath. And for reasons I explained this morning, the Messianic Jewish movement has always had an ambivalence towards Easter. But this is a problem, because we do not have an established alternate tradition that focuses specifically on the resurrection of Yeshua, a pivotal event, a turning point in the history of humanity and the revelation of the kingdom, a new beginning of immense significance, not something to be treated lightly. Not a side issue, not merely a happy reversal to a sad story, not merely an epilogue to the crucifixion narrative, but rather the central event, the whole point, the main show, to which the crucifixion narrative was only a prologue. It's not the death of Yeshua, but his resurrection, which inspires and gives hope for the revelation of the kingdom, for the redemption, and ultimately for the life of the world to come. Because all things are temporary, all things are mortal. This world must pass away. These heavens and earth will be rolled up like a scroll. The earth will be consumed in a roar. There will be no more sea. But prophecy says that the whole world will be remade and renewed, a new heaven, a new earth, the world to come, a renewed world, an immortal world, where the corruptible has put on the incorruptible, and all things have been made new, as our Master says, "Behold, I make all things new." The resurrection of Yeshua of Nazareth is the first token of that new world, that new creation. He has already entered the world to come, Olam Haba. And he has come to us from within the tomb as a living ambassador from the future world, alive forever, never fading, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the resurrection of Yeshua is the first dawning of both the kingdom in this world, and the one to come. His renewed body, his physical body, is a sign for the renewal of the whole heaven and the whole earth, for which the whole creation groans. And in view of the central importance of this event, and that it, this event that it plays in our faith, in our lives, it's only appropriate that we should remember it, that we should celebrate it, that we should commemorate it, that we should have a special commemoration. And that's what we do here. You know, if we remember Hanukkah and the Maccabees and the rededication of the temple, you know, how much more so should we remember the big event? Unfortunately, the Messianic movement tends to flounder around the observance of the resurrection, since there is no established, standardized, traditional way of celebrating the resurrection. And there's, you know, lots of different ways you could turn with this, to the left or to the right. But we selected Saturday night because of the historical antecedent among the early believers celebrating that Motzei Shabbat, week after week, as the resurrection of the Messiah, the first day. We can rewind, so to speak, and piece together the evidence to ascertain how that apostolic community celebrated around Havdalah. And we could talk about Havdalah in years past. I've talked about the resurrection symbolism that's inherent within the Havdalah ceremony. Why do we pass spices? That's resurrection symbolism. You know, that's, the Talmud says it's because at the end of the Sabbath, your soul leaves your body, and that's a small death. And so you breathe the spices, and it's a resurrection. It's just like smelling salts, you know. It's all this resurrection symbolism, the light out of the darkness. It's resurrection symbolism all through the Havdalah ceremony. So we've incorporated all of this symbolism that we do every week, all the symbolism of the end of the Sabbath. And we've incorporated the symbolism of the resurrection mass, the candlelit service of the high church, sharing the flame on a Saturday night in honor of the resurrection, because I believe that this is an ensconced symbol, this is an ensconced ritual from the early believers, something that goes back to Havdalah, something that goes back to the apostolic community, like a bug preserved in amber in the movie Jurassic Park. You have this ceremony on Saturday night, on the Saturday night that comes before the resurrection. And so we pass the flame from candle to candle. It's a beautiful symbol, the symbol of our Master, the light of the world, igniting the world with the light that blazed forth from the darkness of his tomb that night when the angel descended and the stone rolled away and the guards fainted and he strode forth like a single living flame and he appeared to his disciples, igniting them with the testimony of his resurrection, and he sent them to ignite others. And to this day, that process continues from candle to candle, from soul to soul, passing the testimony from person to person, from culture to culture, from generation to generation. The declaration, he is risen, lighting up the world with the revelation of God and the light of the kingdom and the world to come. So, when you receive the light tonight, receive the light of the resurrection. As your candle receives the flame, you should receive the light of Yeshua and the light of the kingdom, the light of the world that gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist. Our Master received the light from the Father, as it says in Psalm 21. He asked life of you, and you gave it to him. Length of days, forever and ever. And he passes that light to you. And you, therefore, should make the same petition. Ask the Father for life tonight, for new life in this world, life in the kingdom, and life in the world to come. And as you participate in the service tonight, let the Spirit of God that raised Christ from the dead raise you up also as a new creature, unfettered by sin, unclouded with despair, unburdened from sorrow, set free. And may the Spirit of God ignite your heart and light your heart with the light of the new life, which is the life in Messiah, and so receive the flame. But remember, it's not just for you. Your job is to pass the flame on and to ignite the souls of others with the testimony of the resurrection and to share the light of the revelation and to share the hope of the kingdom and the world to come, to proclaim the good news to the poor, to proclaim release to captives, revelation to the spiritually blind, to set free those who are oppressed, proclaim the favorable year of the Lord to the people who were sitting in darkness, who saw a great light. Those who were sitting in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light dawned. Now, as we begin Mariv, we're going to begin the Mariv prayers begin the evening prayers to end the Sabbath, and then we'll do the Havdalah, and at the Havdalah, we'll celebrate this resurrection. So as we prepare for ending the Sabbath and the resurrection, may the God of peace, who is brought again from the dead, our Master Yeshua, the great shepherd of sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Say ye.
Amen. Take on my yoke and learn from me and find rest for your soul.